A man who was the public face of the Bush administration is defending his record. Ari Fleischer was a spokesman for President Bush through the September 11 attacks, the war in Afghanistan, and the start of the war in Iraq. In the parlance of political writers, Fleischer's press briefings were relentlessly on message. They were also, according to his critics, rarely informative. Now he's written a memoir called Taking Heat, in which he critiques the press and recalls his days before the cameras in the White House press room.
Always let the truth be your guide. That is the single most important thing for the press secretary. And if you are guided by that, then you'll be fine in dealing with all the other controversies and everything else that swirls.
You know, there's a great public relations person for the military. I won't say his name, but he knows who he is, who taught me that there is a difference between answering a question from a reporter and responding to a question from a reporter.
Well, I guess I'm not sure what the distinction is.
You give an example on page 25 of your book here. You say that an Associated Press reporter asked you about John McCain, the Arizona senator, who at the time was pushing for campaign finance reform. McCain apparently made a statement that he felt he had a mandate from the public for campaign finance reform. And you were asked, do you agree he has a mandate? And you go on to explain why answering that question directly would be damaging to you, and so you had to find some way around it.
And I ducked and I dodged that question. And part of the job of every White House press secretary is to duck and to dodge. Part of the job of the White House press corps is to ask those hard questions. If I said he didn't have a mandate, a fight would be born. If I said he did have a mandate, the question would be, then why isn't President Bush pursuing this as his top priority? Just because a question is put to you in a certain way doesn't mean that that's the only way the issue can be perceived.
What would you say to someone who suggested to you that most days, regardless of who's press secretary, regardless of who the press corps is, the White House briefing, the whole dance, complete waste of time?
Well, I don't think it's a complete waste of time, no. I do think in the modern media era, though, half the briefing is serious, where questions get asked that can be answered and should be answered and deserve to be answered. But half of it is also a performance by both the reporters and the press secretary, particularly when the issues are hot and they know and I knew that people were watching. It is modern reality. And Mark Knoller, one of the most respected reporters from CBS News, Mark Knoller said that he no longer attends the briefings because of his frustration with the questions that are asked as well as the way questions don't get answered. He attended instead what was called a gaggle, which is a briefing with no cameras allowed. I did that every morning. A much more toned-down briefing, much more informal, a much easier conveyance of information. And a lot of reporters got a lot of value out of the gaggle.
How great a lengths would you go to make sure that what you were telling people was absolutely true?
Well, that was essential, and I would work very hard to verify information, to hear it myself, and to be able to say it, or I would attribute it. For example, I would say, well, the National Security Advisor told me this morning the following, and I would say it. That's very important.
I want to play you a piece of tape. This is the kind of statement that you've been criticized for saying, and I want you to have a chance to answer that criticism. This is a statement that you made as the war began in Iraq, and similar statements, of course, were made in any number of briefings in the months before the war.
Well, there is no question that we have evidence and information that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, biological and chemical particularly. This was the reason that the president felt so strongly that we needed to take military action to disarm Saddam Hussein, since he would not do it himself.
Turned out there was some question that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
More than a question, I think it did turn out to be wrong, according to the weapons inspectors. Now, what I said was also said, of course, by President Bush. It was also the considered judgment of all the intelligence analysts in the government. President Clinton said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Vice President Gore said it. France and Germany thought it was true as well. All you can do when you're in government or any business is make statements based on the best information you have at the time. If it later turns out to be wrong, then I think you have a responsibility to learn from those mistakes, and that may have been a big mistake. I don't think it meant we shouldn't have gone to war, however.
In your book, you suggest that the media is biased. You do give many examples of that. But, of course, there are people who seem to have exactly the opposite impression and feel that the media gave in to the Bush administration in the months before the war. I noticed that in your book you criticize the New York Times, but according to the Index, you don't mention Judith Miller, a Times reporter who did many reports on biological weapons in Iraq. You mention nasty questions from the press, but you don't mention Jeff Gannon, the Internet blogger under an assumed name who was asking softball questions of the president. Do you think there's room for a different view of the media than the one that you suggest?
Well, I certainly think everybody is entitled to their opinion, and my book is about giving mine. We are a better, stronger country thanks to the fact that we have a free press, and they can ask whatever they want to ask. But I do think the press's first bias is in favor of conflict, and I think when it comes to ideological issues, the press, particularly on policy matters and especially on social policy matters, it's easier to be a Democrat talking to the press than it is a Republican.
Ari Fleischer is the author of Taking Heat, The President, the Press, and My Years in the White House. Ari, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thank you, Steve.